Welcome to this Project Cargo Weekly interview. Our special guest of honor today is Ms. Sophie McKim. She's the event manager of EasyFares UK and Global based in London. First and foremost, Sophie, welcome to this interview.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to see you. Listen, as you may know from some of the earlier interviews, I always let the accused or the interviewee, so to speak, elaborate a little bit about their background and how they ended up in their current position. So with you, there's no exception. How come you are where you are being an event manager?
I started my exhibition journey about 10 years ago. I actually started off in public relations, so working for a sport, health and fitness PR agency, and I was managing several stands, about four or five fitness brands. So I was designing stands, setting it up. I attended the fitness event on behalf of these brands, getting involved in the one-to-one meetings program, setting up the companies on the show website and doing the kind of background to the stand at the fitness show. And I got to know the fitness show team, the event team, really well. And they had a position that came up and said, you should be in event sales, come and join us. So I went from effectively being a exhibitor from the PR side, I then went and joined a leading events company, a global events company, which was then UBM, which is now Informa. And I joined UBM as a sales executive effectively. So doing the day-to-day sales of a large fitness show. And I just absolutely loved it. I loved the buzz of being on site. I liked getting to meet people. I loved the traveling and getting really involved in a community. And then from there, moved on to, from the fitness show, I went to do a gaming show, went to work for a technology company. So an old boss took me there to a company called Future Publishing. And then from there, ended up at another events company, another really large one, running defense and security shows. And then from there, took a role at EasyFares, so the event manager role of effectively a launch show, which was Antwerp XL, and 3.5 years, still here.
Okay, well, it sounds like you certainly know your business. You tried a few things in spite of your young age, I might add. So sounds to be well done. Well, be careful, I'm in the sales department here, so... But still,
I know your tricks.
Listen, EasyFares, what can you tell our viewers about this organization? Who are they? Who are behind them and where are you based and so on?
Yeah, so EasyFares is a top 20, may even be further up now, exhibition organizer. And we are the only privately owned exhibition organizer in the top 20, which means we're not owned by shareholders, we are owned by family. We don't answer to shareholders, which is good because it means that we answer to the community effectively. It is, headquarters are in Belgium. We run over 200 events in, I think it's about 20 countries now, about 14 countries. Dominating Europe. So all the international and global events are run out of the UK, and then we have offices all over Europe, and we focus on community run dedicated niche events. So we don't kind of run huge large scale industry events. We get right in there for industries and we run dedicated shows. So we lead in packaging. We have lots of packaging shows. We do transport logistics events, we do engineering events, specialise in cosmetics, and then we've also got obviously Antwerp XL, which is focused on break bulk. So break bulk is obviously quite niche, and we are events for the community. So the community comes first for us, and because we are privately owned, we can invest the majority of income back into the shows. We don't have to share it with shareholders, basically.
Okay, and that sounds... That sounds good. Yes, there are fewer and fewer privately held companies nowadays, and everyone have some shareholders in most companies pulling their strings. So, and it's also certainly there's a difference in quality. Good to hear. Listen, I think I'll jump to one of the questions I prepared for you. You mentioned now Antwerp XL. I'll jump straight into that because this is, of course, of great interest to our viewers here. What can you tell us about your involvement as EasyFares of the Antwerp XL? When is the event due? And of course, what's on everybody's mind? Can we really meet each other face to face finally?
Yes, so we are actually 3 months today until Antwerp XL opens its doors in December. So 7th to the 9th of December is Antwerp XL. It's been a tough 18 months, particularly for exhibition organisers. And Antwerp XL has had to move its dates due to the situation of COVID, due to, you know, we haven't been able to run an event. However, events have been taking place in the past few months. Belgium opened its doors to events in sort of early September. So we've had successful events go ahead that have been waited. And the floor plan for Antwerp XL is super busy. We have over 100 companies on the show floor. We've just opened Pre-Reg, and Pre-Reg is looking really great. We've had some key cargo owners and EPCs register already. So December looks set to be a really, really busy show. And you know, the floor plan backs that basically. So we've grown about 40% from when we launched in 2019. Got some really great key companies on board, great forwarders. We've got ports from all over the world, some carriers, and we're really representing the breakbulk community on the show floor. We are full steam ahead for December, and everything looks, you know, we're confident at the moment, everything looks good for doors open. We're obviously continuing to monitor the situation, so we wouldn't run an event if it was going to put anyone at risk, and if we didn't have the go ahead and support from the government, of which we do. So we're confident for December.
I can only say it feels, at least to me, who have attended a lot of these breakbulk expos in the past, coming back to Antwerp is like coming home, because it was, let's say, the cradle of breakbulk, and we are very happy that organization like you, I speak for many of my contacts, took up the gauntlet and started up in Antwerp again. Unfortunately, COVID hit at a very bad time, didn't it? But when you now say 7th to the 9th of December, you mentioned you are already about 100 exhibitors there at the moment, which have confirmed.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So,
yeah.
Sorry?
That's good to hear. And you still have room for more. So that means if any of the readers or listeners or viewers here are interested, you still have gaps, right?
Yeah. We never really sell out, so we can always find space for potential exhibitors. But now's a great time to book on because we've launched registration. So we've got visitors that are logging onto the website to see who they can meet at the show. We are finalising our conference programme, which tracks visitors. And also we have a VIP team. So at the event, we have a one-to-one meetings programme, so pre-arranged meetings for visitors and exhibitors. So now is the time when the VIP team start to make contact with exhibitors and match them with the right visitors and vice versa. So by booking on now, you get the full exposure to all those marketing opportunities, which are obviously included in the stand cost.
Okay, that's it sounds really like something, a must attend event. And I think most of the people, I was just recently in the Middle East for a trip, my first in more than a year. There's no doubt. I mean, Zoom is fine, like we are doing now, but of course, face to face, and everyone is longing for being able to move. So have you any feeling so far about international visitors coming to Europe for the event? Have you any, let's say, guideline on that? Anyone signed up already from abroad, outside Europe?
So on the floor plan, we've got quite a lot of international exhibitors for this year. So we've got companies from Egypt, for example, we've got EMCO and Idea Shipping. Last week we had Arise Ports and Logistics book on. We've got the Port of Bilbao. We've got UK ports such as the Port of Dover, the Port of Sunderland. We've got the Port of Thunder Bay in Canada. We've got Atlantic Roro. So we've got international representation on the show floor, and obviously we'll be targeting the right visitors through the exhibitors and also through our own data and through the data team. I think what will be really key for us in December is looking at obviously getting the Benelux region and then also France and Germany and the kind of key European cargo owners. I'm working with these guys to enable their attendance to the show. We've done quite a lot with our international community this year, but I think, you know, for December and given the situation, we are focusing on those key European countries.
Okay, that sounds really good, Sophie. What would you say that makes you and Easy Fares stand out in the market? Once everything breaks loose, there'll be a lot of expos out there.
Yeah, of course. I think for Easy Fares and why we are different is the fact that we deliver shows for the community. So we've worked with the Port of Antwerp, obviously our headline sponsor. We work with them on the show, and we've built the show around the exhibitors and around the visitors and effectively around the community. The show came out of, as you said, a need for a break and Project Cargo focused event that's not just focused on logistics, but is focused on the logistics of Break Bulk and Project Cargo. And we're able to listen to the community, we stay close to the community. You know, I've been on the show for, you know, coming up to, you know, we're working on it for 4 years. I'm committed to the market. I love getting out and meeting people, Bo, as you know, keeping in contact with you and just networking and being part of the community and delivering a show that works for the community. I'm not a Break Bulk and Project Cargo expert. I'm an event expert. So I need the community to tell me and tell us what you want to see from your show. And deliver that for you. I don't know everything about Break Bulk and Project. I look to my exhibitors and my visitors and the community to guide us and create a show that delivers for you. And we try and keep our prices as competitive as possible. And we're trying to focus on, you know, we've focused on the networking side. We've created a number of networking opportunities. We've got a content program, a conference program, but it's not a conference program that lasts from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. We've just got 3 key topics a day, and we're trying to keep it for the community, made by the community. First, does that across the board with all of their events. And you know what's really, really key for us is face-to-face. So as I'm sure you know and many of your viewers will know, I travelled everywhere in 2018 and 2019, meeting the community and traveling to people's offices, seeing their products, understanding more about what they would do, and being really face-to-face. It's the power of face-to-face, which we all know for this global community is so important. It's the same for Easy Fares, and that's the key to our business and why we've survived COVID and we've been really successful, and why Antwerp Excel has done really well, and we've seen the growth in terms of exhibitors and interest from visitors for the 2021 show, and we've got lots of plans for 2022 and 2023 and those years ahead. So I'm excited, and I know Easy Fares is the right company to run the event.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds convincing to me. And as a Break Bulk, let's say, expert and coming from the business, I can only fully support your event, and we will do what we can to promote it. One thing I'd like to also point out, I recall, was it a couple of years ago, I attended the Break Bulk Expo in Bremen. And one of the big critic points there that was not organized by you, it was the quality of the food stands. And since we, when people network, we need the munchies, don't we? And it has to be quality. I think that's just a good tip from the grapevine that since we are in Belgium, which anyway have the best French food and beer and whatnot in the world, and make sure that whoever delivers food to your expo is of some, let's say, it doesn't have to be 10-star restaurant, but, you know, some kind of quality, because that's what people, you know, also will remember. I recall that So I trust you on that.
Yeah. So we EasyFest also owns the venue, the Antwerp Expo. Had a refurb before the launch of the 2019 show. So we have a restaurant, which is really busy and serves great food. And then we also in 2019 had an outdoor area as well. So hopefully that caters to your hunger needs. We've also got the XL bar as well. So thirsty, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, a lot of people that take it for granted, but I just know that when people network and they come back after having some nice, real good sandwiches and a proper beer, people network even better than that. And that's exactly, it's an under, let's say, something that we don't always remember, but it's very important.
Of course, and we're aware of that, and we actually work quite closely with the city of Antwerp. So things like taxis, the restaurants, the hotels, we've worked with the city to get a low rate possible for hotels. We tee up all the restaurants to let them know that the event's happening, and also things like the taxis. So we work with the city to make sure that those things are really important to a experience of the show, the visitor experience. We work to make sure that that is as fluid and easy as possible for visitors and exhibitors.
Sounds very good. No, I look forward to be there. We will be there in full force ourselves in Project Cargo Weekly. So, and we will certainly help you to spread the word. I want to say many, many thanks to you, Sophie, for joining this interview.
Oh, no, thanks, Ben. Thanks for your support.
Most welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers and readers from around the world, this was yet another exclusive interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor has been Miss Sophie McKim, the event manager of EasyFairs for UK and global. And we in particular looked into the Antwerp XL taking place 7th to the 9th of December this year. So do try to be there. For further interviews in Project Cargo Weekly, stay tuned in the near future.